right. What's my line?
What's up, nerds?
That's right. The name of the podcast. Yeah. Sup Nerds, I'm your host Spike.
I'm your co-host Albie.
And we're the Sup Nerds NSFW podcast coming at you live.
From a recording.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing a podcast, so let's get right into it. How was your week, Josh?
I was rear-ended yesterday.
Is that code?
No, that was my girlfriend and I were in the truck and we were at a stoplight. We were just talking.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we heard like tires screeching and like got a bump. And so like I looked behind me and we were rear-ended. So like I pulled over and I got out and the girl was kind of, I could tell she was sort of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because she was a younger chick. And
like insurance?
So like I looked at the back of my truck, the bumper,
because
I drive a truck and it's my favorite thing about, one of my favorite things about driving a truck. Like I could tell the bumper was sort of like pointed down just slightly,
right?
Just a couple of degrees, just ever so slightly. And then I looked at her car and it was just garbage.
Mangled.
It was just like, it was all cosmetic, thankfully.
Yeah.
But like it really messed up the front of her car. And she was, like, super cool. Like, the first thing she asked was, like, if we were okay, and I made sure she was okay, and everything was fine, and we exchanged information and stuff like that. But, like, I always feel, like, weird in those situations because, like, I'm like, look, my car is fine.
Right.
You rear-ended me. This is 100% your fault. And so, like, I'm like, my truck is fine. What do you want to do?
I know that's
kind of not what you're supposed to do, but... Like, whatever. Like, well, like, the first time I was rear-ended, the dude was driving a truck. And once again, the back of my truck was fine.
Uh-huh.
But since he was in a truck, it fucking destroyed his truck. Like, it bent his radiator, and he was shooting steam and water all over the place. But that dude was cool, too, because he was like, I work for an insurance company. He was like, it was my fault. There's nothing I can do about it. So... Yeah, it was my energy. I had a lot of adrenaline pumping after that for a while.
And we fight her.
I punched her in the face. I slammed her head in her hood of her truck. Goes,
see this? I'm gonna dent your face like you dented my bumper.
Yeah. The bumper, the car's fine. We're fine. We're all fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I got into a wreck one time. Me and my friend Zach. We were high driving around in Albuquerque.
Okay, the easiest way to get into a wreck.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's what happens when you get really high and drive around in Albuquerque. We were 18, so, you know, we were stupid and young. Yeah. And he rear-ended a girl, and she was in a truck, but he was in a Volvo.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, it hurt. Like, you know, I'd never gotten whiplash before, and we were high. We were really high, so I was like... Man, my neck hurts, and that dented your bumper in a Volvo, and those are just solid steel, you know, to dent a bumper like that. Like, her bumper was fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they're like tiny tanks, you know, they're just solid steel. And, we were like, man, my neck hurts, but I don't know if it's like, because I can't feel it because I'm high, or, I mean, right. you know, if we were in, like, a Nissan, we'd be like, the front bumper would have been gone.
Yeah, like, you get home, and you're like, oh, fuck, my leg is missing. Like,
right. Well, you flew out of the car, Spike, so I don't think you're okay. No, I'm great. Doing great.
Fine, man. Let's fucking just jam some tunes.
Yeah, I just got whiplash, though, it turned out. But
yeah, it was a pretty crazy event, because we were on our way to rehearsal for the play.
Late.
No, actually, we were pretty much right on time, but, like, yeah, I was, like, buzzing, and so, like, we were doing, like, a special performance for this gala or something, and so, like, the whole time trying to sing this song, and I'm, like, shaking, kind of, like, trying to keep the shaking under control and trying to sing and stuff like that. It was very difficult.
You had extra adrenaline.
I did, yeah. It was pumping, man.
I saw, I had a kind of interesting week. I didn't go to class as much as I should have, but I knew I didn't have to because... I had finished all the work that I needed to do.
Right.
So I was like, I don't need to go to class, so fuck class. But I went on Wednesday or Friday, and James's friend, Brianna,
mm-hmm.
I met her, but I didn't realize that it was her until right. a few minutes ago when she posted on Kelly's thing or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I met her because we were doing a tour, or we were looking for scripts in the green room of the NMSU theater.
Right.
And I was like, that girl looks familiar. Like, I knew I'd seen her somewhere, but I didn't want to be like, hey, who are you?
Who are you?
What are you doing here? I live here?
Don't you hate it whenever you get into that situation where, like, you know somebody,
uh-huh.
but you can't figure out how?
Yeah.
So, like, there was a chick who showed up to some AmpGuard stuff. And I know her. Like,
right.
I'm 100% sure we went to dinner with some friends at Applebee's at least a few times. And so, like, finally, me being, like, awkward and shy and stuff, yeah. like, finally, I was like, I walked up to her. I was like, hey, my name is Joshua Talby. I know you. We have had dinner several times. I don't know your name. I don't know who we had dinner with. So me and my social awkwardness, I just started naming people that I knew. Like, do you uh-huh. know Martin?
You know,
do you
Steve.
Know Chino? Do you know this person? Do you know this person? The whole time she was like, nope, nope, nope. And she was like, I recognize you too. But we
Maybe
couldn't
you guys
figure
were, like,
out how.
Soulmates.
No, my girlfriend's like, sitting right
I know,
over there.
I said it, and I was like, oh, shit. I shouldn't have said that.
But, my girlfriend's in the studio today. Just, you know, keep that shit on the DL, Spike. Fuck.
So that reminded me of, do you know Mantissa?
Oh, yeah, I do know Mantissa.
Her friend, I think Marissa is her name. Something like that. I have introduced myself to her, like, no less than 5 times. And the last time I did it, she's like, we've met before, Spike. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to do that all the time. Like, yeah. when I was living in Albuquerque, I used to go to parties a lot because I was essentially just a homeless punk rocker living on people's couches in the dorms.
Right.
So people would be like, oh, I can't go to that party because I have class tomorrow. I'd be like, fuck that. I don't have class. So
right.
I just got really into the party scene in Albuquerque for a while. But yeah, you just meet just
a ton of people.
Probably like 1,000 people I've met over just that period. And mm-hmm. like, fuck if I remember. Like, I'll right. see people at a party again. I'll be like, what's up, dude? I know you. And,
right. Yeah. Well, I feel that way just like from our time living in Membra's house.
Yeah.
So for people who are not in the know, there was sort of a house that our buddy's family owned, and they let him rent it out to his friends for when we were in college.
Basically the cost of the mortgage.
Yeah. yeah. It was real cheap, and it was sort of like a rotating door of like people living in that house.
My rent was $100, but my room was about half the size of the room we're in right now.
Yeah. if that.
It was technically a closet.
It was a closet that uh-huh. you lived in. But it was like a rotating door of like people, and none of the doors were ever locked.
Right.
And so, like, you just, like, wake up.
Jerry's was.
Jerry's was. But I'm saying, like, you just, like, wake up, and there were just people
uh-huh.
in the house, and you're like, I don't know who the fuck these people are. Hi, who do you know? Why are you in my house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, like, they'd be like, oh, Chino said it's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially when
Chino's involved.
Well, I used to do that, too. I used to just come by and, like.
Oh, yeah, I used to do it all the time.
Like, Jerry's current wife would be there, mm-hmm. and. Current wife, as if he's had another one. Victoria. So I just couldn't remember her name, yeah. but Victoria would be over there waiting for Jerry, and I'd just be like, well, okay, let's just hang out and
right.
talk for a while, yeah. and it'd be two people who don't fucking live there just hanging yeah. out.
Well, I used to do it because I was living in, or I was working night shift, and so there were times where like I had to go to school or something. I had to go to class, and I didn't have time to drive up to my house, so I would just crash at Members. I would just drive over and just, like, guess a few hours of sleep and then go to school or something.
Just wake up and Josh is on your couch. Yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Dude, one time, the craziest thing that ever happened there was some guy used to come by all the time and ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spare. Like, yeah. I get spare changing
because
mm-hmm. I've done it before, but, like, going to people's houses.
Yeah, that's
like,
a little door-to-door begging.
Right, door-to-door begging. And he would, I guess Drew answered the door. And he was like, hey, do you have any change? And then he was like, no, man, I don't have any money. And he was like, oh, do you have a pen?
Like, what?
Why is your go-to from like...
Money or a pen.
Money or a pen. Yeah. And I think he was just wanting to like... I don't know. Maybe he was casing the place or maybe he was doing something know. Because he kept asking him questions for a while.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was a real sketchy. I mean, Las Cruces doesn't have a bad part of town, but...
Do you have a pen? Do you have an apple?
Boom.
apple pen.
Yeah, but Las Cruces doesn't have a sketchy part of town, but that was a little bit more sketch than the rest.
Yeah, I mean, but there was like two churches on that street.
Right, yeah.
So like no one ever fucked with us.
No, because they probably thought it was just like a commercial or a church district.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, because it was like a church almost right across the street from that house, and it was like a Mexican church, right? So like I remember one
they
had a pretty good
band,
they had a pretty good band, but they were loud. Yep. And so like we just like I remember one night they were like screaming their heads off in the church, and I was like, what the heck is going on? So we like went outside and we kind of walked over and we were peering in, and they had like snakes, and they were like they were like hitting people with jackets and stuff, like
wow.
And so like our buddy Jerry sort of spoke a little bit of Spanish, and I was like, what are they talking about? And they're like, oh, they're basically just doing an exorcism. I was like, this is freaking weird. So weird.
Yeah, they used to play a song, Oh Santos Santos.
Yeah, Oh Santos Santos.
I have no idea what I'm looking at right now. An Elephant Cthulhu?
Something.
Up next on Sup Nerds, Elephant Cthulhu.
Elephant Cthulhu.
Rebecca showed us a picture from Cracked of some sort of elephant with a...
Tentacles.
Tentacle? Is that what that is?
Elephant with tentacles and human arms... and something else, and the picture was in an article about five things you don't know about, nobody knows about dating.
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that church was weird, but there was a lot of good times happened in that.
They had
house.
A bunny farm across the street too. It was a bunny farm directly across from us.
Was there?
Yeah, well, not a farm, but like they had like 1,000 bunnies, and the cats were always
I didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah, I had no clue.
They were always out there.
Oh, yeah, no idea. There was a bunch of bunnies. I would have gone and hung out with them.
Yeah, like
I
just hundreds
bunnies.
Of them out Crazy. In that front yard. Remember, there was like the grass, and they would get out all the time, and then the cats would kill them and bring them to us. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you murdered. You murdered real good. Good cat. So, that was my week, is told bunnies not to kill cats. I guess on to my first topic. Yeah, I don't care about any of the characters involved in the Marvel Illuminati.
All right.
Next topic.
is that a series going on right now, or
no? So like Black Panther.
Okay.
Doctor Strange, love. Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man, Namor. I'm probably missing one, but I realize, is he in the new Illuminati? Professor X. Okay, I care about Professor X a little bit, but not as much. But I realize, like, I wonder if they made that like the Illuminati. Out of characters that people don't give a shit about.
Right. Well, I mean, in that case, then it should be like Alphabet Man, everybody loves Squirrel Girl.
For
I don't
some
know
reason,
why. Yeah, I don't know. It's really odd. It's just another Avengers, right?
Well, I mean, they do underground bullshit.
Oh.
Yeah. Like Becca was just saying, they banished, they sent Hulk away, and then he comes back and fucks everything up.
What, to boarding school?
Yep. They sent him away to Bunny Farm. They sent him away to the church across
Honey,
the street.
Honey, where's Hulk? He's on a farm where he's going to run and play with all the other Hulks.
I mean, that's kind of what happened. he ran and played with all the other Hulks. And then chaos ensued. Well, that's all I really have. Do you have a topic? All
right.
I have another thing that we're going to do.
Yeah, like this week, impromptu date night happened, and we went and saw the new Jack Reacher movie, the sequel.
Oh, man.
So, like, I've seen the first. I don't remember the plot. I sort of vaguely remember that I enjoyed it.
Right.
And then we saw the Jack Reacher 2, and I was like, I don't enjoy this one nearly as much. But there's something... a lot of people, I don't know, speaking of, sorry, I just remembered that when we were recording Death Save, we were talking about like finding things that Charles loves and just shitting on them.
I don't remember that.
So, anyway, so like Charles loves movies.
Oh, yeah.
But there's like a certain level of movie that it has to be. Like if it's like a brainless action film, he just will automatically hate it, right? So, like, but there's something to be said about Jack Reacher, which is, like, just a brainless action film. Because, like, John Wick was another like brainless action movie.
Is that another Tom Cruise movie?
You haven't seen John Wick?
No.
Keanu Reeves. Dude, it is good. It is a super good movie.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out. Is it a brainless action movie?
Yes.
Okay.
But it has like this really cool like underworld second sort of, it's all about
are you thinking of Constantine?
No, it's all about like assassins and stuff like that. Like John Wick is this amazing is this like super amazing assassin who like retires, right? And and he's like having a happy life and his wife dies of cancer and she gives him a dog.
Okay. Yeah, and they kidnap it or they kill his dog.
They kill the dog, and then he just like, and then he just goes and like fucks them all up.
Okay. Yeah. No, I've seen like reviews or something of it.
Good. It is good.
All right. No, I don't like brainless action movies. I'm in the same boat as Charles. I'm just not into them. I can dig like I can turn my brain off and watch them, but yeah, I prefer. I don't know.
Well, I think there's a good time and place for those sort of movies.
Right. I like sci-fi brainless action. Like, it could be – that's kind of my thing, as I am biased. Like a lot of 80s fantasy is just garbage.
True.
And I was getting harassed. I don't remember who we were talking – oh, I think it was at Dan's birthday party. I wasn't getting harassed, to be clear. But I was like – God, what was I – I said something about, like, Red Sonja is not, like – theatrically a good movie, and they're like, what, you're insane. And I'm like, well, I mean, I watch it, I own it, but it's, you know, it's kind of garbage. Or no, it was what's the animal guy, Beastmaster.
Oh yeah. I love Beastmaster.
It's, I mean, but is it a good movie?
No, not at all. No, but I think that's the same thing
as, my point.
I think that's the same thing as like Jack Reacher and the Expendables also, like,
right? But yeah, I'm biased towards a fantasy element,
right?
Like
I
mean, that's kind of the, how I am about everything if you think about it. Like, I'll play a D&D like fantasy swords and dungeons and bullshit, and I'll play like a
dungeons and bullshit.
Dungeons and bullshit. New from Wizards of the Coast, dungeons and bullshit. But but I'll play sci-fi too. I love sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as it's like you're in the modern world, I'm like, well, I exist in this world. I don't care about. I want to learn about things, or I don't not learn about things, but I want to.
Yeah,
I want my thing, my fun to be out of something that's not real or not possible. Yeah. I guess I don't know.
I like brainless action movies. I they're not something I can watch a lot of.
Right.
Because I do tend to really like sci-fi and more complex movies, you know, that have an actual plot.
Like I get it. Like, my favorite brand of movie right now is horror.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's a certain limit of how much horror you can intake before you start having just horrible fucking nightmares every night. And you have to be like, okay, it's time for some brainless stuff. So,
man, I've been having a bunch of weird fucking dreams lately. And I think it's because I've been reading 40K books a lot, like exclusively every day.
Just dreaming about the dreaming Inquisition weird and stuff. Shit.
Just dreaming some weird. The dreams have nothing to do with Warhammer 40K.
Oh yeah, but
they're
just because you've
weird.
Been,
yeah, just because I've been reading books that have to do with like odd themes and like sort
I get
of
that.
Nightmares and stuff like that. I've been having some weird dreams lately.
This last summer, I was just every single second of every day for about 3 months. I was listening to creepypastas.
Oh yeah,
and or watching horror movies, and yeah, my dreams were every night a nightmare, and just like stuff that like holy shit. My subconscious is fucked up, or I'm just, oh my God.
Have you seen,
dude, the other night I had a dream that you and I were in a fucking knife fight with each other.
Wait, we're in a fucking knife fight? So we were fucking and fighting with knives at the same time?
If only. No, dude, it was like so, it was way too real too.
Right. Oh like, yeah. One of those.
Yeah. Like we fucked each other up. Like it started out like, I remember exactly what it is. We were being forced to fight by a bunch of, like aliens that were replacing people, and they were like, well, one of you has to die. And I was, it was like, yeah, like a situation like kill your friend or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You cut my hand off, but I killed you.
Oh,
like, you
damn.
Full on, like, with a piece of glass. I don't even think it right. was a knife. I think it was knife. But yeah, you cut my knuckles off and fucked Ooh. Me up. Wow. Like, I was, like, probably going to die anyway due to blood, but...
Wow. Due to blood.
he's got too much blood in him. Quick, drain him. Yeah, it was really fucked up. And
that
like,
is weird.
Yeah, I felt, like, really way too real. Like,
right.
like, I killed you, and I was just, like, I felt awful about it. And then I woke up immediately after that, and I was just, like I got yeah. online, and I was just, like, started typing stuff to you, like... Like, are you okay? And then I was like, of course he's okay. Yeah, you didn't right. kill him like, in a knife fight,
yeah,
Spike.
You didn't kill him in a knife fight. You were actually in my dreams last night where we were in a gaming group where the person who was in charge was just like some rando. I had no idea who this person actually was. But apparently they were being investigated by the cops for something.
Huh.
And so the cops had sent like you and I to his place early before game to try to get like evidence against him.
Were we pretending to be Jamaicans? Right near the beach. Boy. Abracadabra.
No, but like we were like trying to like we were like legitimately afraid of this dude.
I mean, yeah.
And so like you know, we were trying to like sneak like books and like papers and stuff like that, and then like the cops showed up and took them away. It was an odd dream.
Yeah, I've been dreaming weird lately too. Yeah, the knife fight dream, and then a whole bunch of. So I used to have sleep paralysis. You ever
oh
get that?
Yeah, I had it once.
You're on anxiety. You and I are in the target demographic for sleep yeah. paralysis. Or I used to have it horrible when I was on anxiety medication. Every single night was sleep paralysis.
No, that's
which
the worst.
On the plus side, so like there's different types that you can get. Well, not different types, but there's different entities that show up during your sleep paralysis. Uh-huh. So okay, so there's the little child who will sit at the foot of your bed and possibly ask you questions. And if you get them wrong or you're unable to answer, he'll attack you or turn into a demon or whatever. I've had that one, or I would always have that one or the demon cuddler. Yeah.
That sounds...
It's called the demon cuddler, but, like, some people experience it and they're terrified because it's like a demon cuddling with them.
Right.
But with me, it was just, like, being cuddled, which was almost worse because I'd wake up and I'd be there being cuddled by something, and then I'd wake, and it'd be comforting and uh-huh. nice and warm, and it'd feel like there's a person there next to me, and then I'd wake up and it'd be like... Oh, that's right. Nobody loves you. Or it'd be the little kid. There's also the old lady. Did you have, because you can also not have people show up.
No, I only had like the straight up sleep paralysis.
Like you can't move.
You just can't move. You're right. awake, but there's a like.
Yeah, because there's different levels. So yeah. you were at like the base
lower tier.
I guess higher reign of like your. I was more in dreamland. You
right.
were more
yeah,
in
I was just awake.
Reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people have, like, the old lady comes and sits on your chest and you can't breathe.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it really sucked. I never had that one.
That's awful.
There's also people walking around your house and you're unable to move.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So basically, like, you're just like...
I also had a lot to do with... I was listening to a lot of creepypastas.
Right. Yeah, no, the only... I just had, like, that... I woke up and I just couldn't move anything.
Yeah.
And that was terrifying. And I had like a Kill Bill moment where I was like, just move your foot, just move your foot, just move your foot. And like it took me like maybe like a good like couple of minutes before like my body started to respond to uh-huh. what I was telling. And then I started to calm down and then I just like snapped right out of it. But
yeah, I used to have – it was either the comfortable cuddler or the little kid. But for me, it was kind of a plus to have those two because the cuddler wasn't like – invasive. It just felt comforting.
Right.
And the little kid was really fucking terrifying because sometimes he would just be like by my bed and like just stand there and watch me fucking sleep. And if you, because he almost always asks you a question mm-hmm. and like I could not recall any of the questions because it's like dream shit, you know?
Right.
But he'll like ask you something and then like I would never be able to answer. So he would immediately attack me. So the cool thing is like he'd be there for like a minute. And then he'd ask me something, and then I'd be like unable to answer, and then he would attack me, and then I would like jump out of it.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Ugh. So it was never like Ugh. Like the horrible like long because like some people have it like for like it feels like hours where like an old lady's standing on their chest or something. Yep.
Nope.
Yay! Anxiety great. Medication. Am
yeah,
I right?
that's fantastic. That's great.
So now that we're all depressed. Did you have anything else, or do you want to go into the...
Let's just do your thing, man.
Okay, so we're going to do a new section. This week in Spike's Facebook feed. This is the news as interpreted by my Facebook feed. Like, what I got from the week.
Right, yeah.
Based off of whatever other people post. So, like, basically the kind of news that you don't want to get, that right. people recommend you shouldn't get. So, yeah, let's kick it off. Grumpy old racist Mike Pence was publicly shamed for being a grumpy old racist. In response, real life creepy clown Donald Trump stated, "The theater must always be a safe and special place," thus proving that Donald Trump knows nothing about theater.
Right, yeah. Not a damn thing. So what this is being referred to is that Mike Pence, is that his name, Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Went to a showing of Hamilton on Broadway.
About our Death Save character, yes.
Yeah, and and apparently he was booed, like some people booed, some people cheered when he showed up. But then at the end of the show, the cast kind of went to the stage and they read off a very short statement that I've read. And it was not threatening in any way, shape, or form.
I listened to it, too. Yeah, it was basically, that's why I was like, hey, don't be racist.
Yeah, it was like, hey, we are concerned, you know, about this.
Right, and it was giving a face to the people that...
Right, and it was lovely. It was a very nice, sweet statement. And obviously, like, yeah, and then Trump, fuck, these people need to apologize. It's like, you are an idiot.
I don't know that what he said was that horrible. It just wasn't very thought out, it seems like. I don't know.
Right.
Because I read his Twitter post as well.
Yeah, Trump just needs to stop.
He needs to get off Twitter. He needs Twitter's to get off of Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, Twitter is a bad... Yeah. Like, it's a real, like, void of, like, just... kind of like the worst parts of the internet can happen, and also it's mm-hmm. There's really good communities,
yeah,
but also people will be invasive into your community, and you can't stop them because they can just tweet at you and bully you,
mm-hmm.
or you can just trump it all up. All right,
it's so stupid.
Up next, geriatric punk band Green Day shocked like 12 people at the American Music Awards by chanting anti-fascist lyrics. ABC claims they had no idea a punk rock band would start doing a bunch of punk rock shit. When real life punk rocker was asked about the event, she stated, "I fucking hate Green Day." I think this just happened yesterday, and it appeared in my feed. And the only response that anybody had was, "I fucking hate Green Day."
I had heard about that.
It just happened like yesterday.
Oh,
or something.
Wow, that's so great.
And as always, America freaks out about a bunch of shit that pales in comparison to the real life atrocities that are taking place in Standing Rock.
Yeah. Oh, that Standing Rock stuff is so upsetting.
Yeah, they just apparently last night, I think it was, they fired the water cannons at them.
Ugh.
The protesters. I included that last for the purpose of that is what appeared least in my Facebook feed.
Right, and it should appear
and
more.
It's, yeah, right.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a habit of, due to my stances on politics and stuff like that, I block most of my friends who post a lot of political bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate that sort of stuff, and but that Standing Rock stuff is a real... I mean, I don't want to get like too into it.
We're gonna try and make everybody depressed today,
but it's I don't know, man. Like I'm with the protesters on
yeah
the whole thing.
I think that most people are, even my because I was in the Marine Corps, if I haven't stated 1,000 times on this podcast, but even my even my super right-wing friends either say nothing about it or are like, no, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And
it is pretty fucked up.
The oil companies are probably going to get their way.
Probably. It's sadly.
America. All right. Well, we're at kind of we don't know what else to do.
Stand still here.
So do you have anything else, Josh?
I had actually thought of something. I mean, something reminded me when you were reading something that I was just like, oh, so news. Mm-hmm. Google is cracking down on fake news.
Yeah, I heard that they were doing a some sort of like legitimacy algorithm or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
So the way it works, because like it especially affected the recent election, where people were creating articles that had no legitimacy of truth.
Yeah, they're called Gawker.
They were just wildly outrageous stories. There was, no references. You know, it was just some dude sitting at a computer writing fiction, and it really created a lot of stupidity with the election and shit like that. So Google is attempting to basically say that they will not support fake news or fake news sites. They will not sell ads on those sites, so that those people will not get any money revenue from ads from Google. And this also, I think, is going to apply to YouTube too eventually. So I think Facebook even agreed to do it as well. Facebook, they're going to crack down on. I do too, because it's
Facebook is the worst.
Facebook is the fucking worst.
Dude, I was watching a thing like, because we paid to publicize our page, I think twice, and I didn't pay that much money into it. I just wanted to try it out and see what would happen. And I was watching a thing today that, you know, you can pay outside companies and they'll essentially like get like third world developing countries. They'll pay people like $1 per 1,000 likes on pages.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it actually is detrimental to you as opposed to helpful, because your shit only gets out to like 13 people. I think it's 14 people at the max. And yeah, like people on your, like the way the Facebook algorithm works is if you publish something on your Facebook page, specifically a group, not a person. Well, maybe people too. I don't know how they do it for people, but if you do it on a page like our SupNerds page, it's going to go to 14 people. And if those 14 people aren't like our friends that actually listen to the podcast, it's not going to go out to anybody else. Like your friends have to actively engage in it. So it is more detrimental for us to have a bunch of Facebook likes. And the thing about the Facebook likes is a lot of they're like, well, we don't want people to make these third party things that give people likes. So they do it. They provide it for themselves. But the thing is it's also like the,
There's like a dude downstairs and he has like a bunch of papers and stuff.
He's probably coming back from the mailbox that's right over there.
Oh, okay.
Right. My Hogwarts letter's coming probably.
Nice.
But yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Dicks?
Oh yeah, dicks. Yeah.
But yeah, the Facebook likes that you get are also like from
Facebook's
third
like
world.
Dicks.
Facebook's like dicks. The Facebook really likes that you're getting are also from third world developing countries. So essentially Facebook is doing the same thing, but legal, I guess.
I hope they really do crack down on that sort of stupid fake news.
Well, they're not making much money. Facebook isn't. I mean, I don't care, but
yeah, I don't. Really they care.
Are they are providing a necessary service, and I guess it would you consider it necessary? Facebook, I guess, in modern day,
probably. I mean, I don't know. Like the social media shit has sort of it was like a parasite, you know. It just sort of latched on to our way of life, and I don't think we could get rid of it. It's like a tapeworm, you know?
You got to sit on a bucket of milk.
What?
I've heard of an old... I have no idea if this works. I've never tried it because I've never had a tapeworm. But it's funny. A girl once told me that if you get tapeworm, you sit on a bucket of milk, and I had the exact same response that you just had. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did you know you can go to Mexico and get, like, pills, tapeworm pills
to give you tapeworm?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Cause, like diets and stuff, because it's good for diets.
But it can fucking like
they
kill
can kill
you.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you'll look starved to death.
But you'll look so good.
You look so thin. Yeah, because like I guess like some girl like her mom took her to Mexico and bought her tapeworm pills, and instead of being like here's like one, gave her like four or five of them. Huh. And she had like so many tapeworms in her, like she almost died.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're a parasite.
Yeah, they're a parasite. They eat your food. that's what
they
do.
They eat your food, so you don't have to.
That's why they help you get thin.
But you got to sit on a I have no idea if this works.
It's so weird.
Probably a old wives' tale, but some old wives' tales are factual.
Well, it's like if you get sprayed by a skunk to like take a bath in like
tomato
juice.
Yeah. I have no idea if that works either.
I've never been sprayed by a skunk.
I honestly have no idea if the jellyfish pee works. I mean, that actually makes sense because it's ammonia and it would disinfect it, but I don't know that it would make it feel better.
I don't think that would make it feel good. I mean, when I got stung by a bee at Klan 2 years ago, a bunch of people were offering to pee on it. I think they were just trying to...
Oh, that's a gathering of the clans. Yeah, I think they were just trying to pee on you.
Yeah, they were just probably just trying to pee on me.
Because they're vile.
Weird.
Never been just a more wretched odd. Hive of scum or villainy. Just kidding. Yeah, we could probably call it right there.
Yeah, we're doing it a day late and real busy.
Day late, dollar short.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming out and listening to our podcast.
Yeah. Have a good week.
Bye, nerds.
Bye. Just all sad.
Lack of energy podcast.